Support for WPR comes from WIPS with Toward One Wisconsin, a conference on equity, diversity, and inclusion, May 7th and 8th in Eau Claire. Registration information and more is at t1w.org.
It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. During this last election, WPR has been meeting people where they are in their communities to talk about the issues that matter most to them. The project is called Beyond the Ballot, and we're going to talk about the conclusion of that project with Bridget Bowden, special projects reporter at Wisconsin Public Radio. She's project manager of Beyond the Ballot. Bridget, thanks for coming in today. So the election has passed, in case someone missed that. What does that mean for Beyond the Ballot, our WPR News election year project?
So that means we are officially wrapping up Beyond the Ballot. We will have a few final things going up, but this is probably the last time you'll hear a Beyond the Ballot update on the morning show. Yeah.
How many Wisconsinites got to tell their stories?
So we had a goal of interviewing 500 people, and we started in February, and we actually met that goal. So we interviewed 502 people.
502.
Yeah, well, I'm holding on to those too.
Hey, you know, I don't blame you for that.
Yeah.
I mean, we heard about a lot of issues that people felt good about, what they're worried about. What's the single most important thing to them in their communities? Give us a sense of the range of topics that that the people you talked to brought up.
Yeah, so we asked everyone the same set of questions, including the question, what is the most important issue to you this election season? And we got such a wide variety of answers on that question. We were asking people these questions all over the state. So everything from healthcare to immigration, taxes, road quality, even things that were more hyper-local. One of my favorite answers was a young person who wanted backyard chickens in her town. And they don't allow that. But that's a ballot issue, you know? That's something that government does.
So that's right.
All sorts of answers.
Backyard chickens. Okay. Well, one issue that struck a chord among Wisconsinites came up when they answered the question, do you feel like your elected officials reflect you and the community you live in?
Yes, this was one of the most engaged questions we had, especially with our listeners here on the morning show. People have really strong feelings about it.
Well, let's hear from some Wisconsinites about whether they feel represented. Bridget?
So our first clip is Anne Marie Ryan-Wanzek, and she says she feels reflected some of the time.
Yeah, I think it's a mix. Some of my state representatives reflect me, and I feel like they reflect the community that I am personally part of. I think that on a larger level or a national level, even looking at some of our state representatives in this region, they don't reflect me. They may reflect the community that I live in, but I oftentimes feel like the community I live in doesn't necessarily reflect me either. So that's an interesting spot to be in.
Bridget, let's hear next from Ebony Owens. Does she feel represented?
So Ebony lives in Milwaukee, and she actually owns a small business. And here's what she said to that same question.
I personally don't feel like they understand the everyday life we live, the struggles of everyday living. I just really don't feel a lot of them that we vote into office gets it. And that's just how I can put it. I just don't think they get it. I don't think all, but a lot, they just don't get it. If you're not here in this community every day, if you're not a small business owner trying to step up or a homeowner or something like that, you're not going to understand it if you don't come down here to where we are.
And we also know that sometimes we feel represented by some of our elected officials and not by others. Bridget, what does Luke Peterson have to say about that?
Yeah, that's actually a pretty common answer to this question. We categorize them as people who feel kind of represented either by some or by people sometimes. So Luke Peterson lives in Chippewa Falls, and he says he feels most represented by his local officials.
I think if you get way down there, yeah, because I've spoke with them, and they seem to be not so partisan at the really local level. But once you get up there a little bit, probably at the state level, that's when they start getting pretty partisan, and they listen to their party more than the people.
What about Roger Corger? Where does he come in on this? Does he follow along the same lines as Luke?
He does. Roger is from La Crosse, and again, like Luke, he says he feels represented by his local officials.
Yes, the local ones are fine with me. Well, you have an easier input. You can see, like, the mayor of La Crosse walking down the street, walk up to him and talk to him, or just walk into City Hall and stuff like that. They're easy to approach and talk friendly to them about things. But on the national level, it's hard.
Okay, let's turn next to Tyler Buss. Bridget?
This is, again, another person who acknowledges the difference between local government and representation higher up the chain. So this is Tyler. He's from Green Bay.
Maybe more at a local level, but if you get more to state level and federal level, no. They're kind of screwing up everything.
I'm sensing a theme here.
Yes, it's definitely. You know, the question is, do you feel like your elected officials reflect you and your community? And some people said yes, and some people said no, but most people said kinda.
It seems like they're really drawing a distinction between the people that serve them at the real local level, maybe their city council or county board or town board or that kind of person, as opposed to the state officials.
Yeah, that was a pretty common answer. I will say there were also people who we talked to who felt represented by, people from a particular party and not the other party, or felt represented by one certain person.
Bridget, let's turn our conversation next to how we are seeing this being used in Wisconsin beyond Wisconsin Public Radio.
Yeah, so there was one thing I wanted to talk about, which was kind of a happy surprise we didn't plan for. But throughout the Beyond the Ballot project, we've been pretty engaged with students throughout the state. So we've done lots of interviews with students, and we have also had students go out and do interviews themselves. I worked with teachers to train them on how to teach their students to do these interviews themselves. So I brought a couple of clips of interviews done by students, and these are students from Pius High School in Milwaukee. So let's take a listen to their student interviews.
Jennifer Wright, are you going to vote in this next election?
Yes, it is my civic duty.
Did you vote in 2016?
Yes, I vote in every election.
What is the single most important issue to you in this election?
The integrity of our election process. I fear we're losing our democracy.
Do you feel like your elected officials reflect you and the community you live in? Why or why not?
Definitely. I really do think that our elected official reflects on us and as a community as a whole, because they're the ones who observe the situations that occur in our community. And it's really up to them whether or not they want to see a change.
Did you get a sense that the teachers will continue this kind of activity?
I hope so. I think it was a really great way for the students to learn about government and elections, and I think it would be great if teachers continue to be engaged like this.
What lessons is WPR taking away from this election year project Beyond the Ballot?
So our goal with this project was to talk to as many regular folks in Wisconsin about what issues they care about as we possibly could. And we included many of their voices in our stories about the election this year, and I hope that we can do that well into the future, because what people have to say is important. Politicians are important, but regular people are important too. So,
well, I think that's a great final message to leave with us about Beyond the Ballot. Bridget Bowden, special projects reporter at Wisconsin Public Radio and project manager of Beyond the Ballot. Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
To check out what Wisconsinites are thinking about when it comes to issues like healthcare, education, transportation, and more, visit our page for Beyond the Ballot, wpr.org/beyond. I'm John Munson. It's the morning show on the Ideas Network.